You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right here every day, Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m., just literally giving you everything it takes to go ahead and find yourself enlightened, empowered, educated, and hopefully entertained in the process. And that is such a cool gig to have, and it's an honor to have this platform. I'm gonna talk about that more here in just a minute. But before I do, greetings to you, Miss Copper, running the board. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy Hump Day.
Happy Hump Day. One day we got to get the sound. If you see, I've talked about it on the air before. I love the commercial of the camel. Saying, what day is it? It's hump day. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we got to find that audio one
alrighty,
day soon.
So alrighty.
Just know that's coming. Listen, we got a great show. Get that triple dipper sound effect ready. I'll tell you about that here a second. But just so you know, you're going to want to stay tuned because at 3 p.m. today, Chairman John Wall, he's the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, is going to be calling in. He recently called on the legislature to please do something soon, hopefully in special session, about vaccine mandates. We'll talk about that with him at 3 p.m. And then at 4 p.m., a brethren in talk radio, Matt Murphy from down in the Birmingham market, is going to call in and talk to us about just a variety of things. But he also wrote a great piece the other day about why he loves living in this state. And this is not an unhappy state, unlike the written piece from AL.com not long ago. So Matt Murphy's coming on at 4, and I'll be glad to have him on the show with us. Triple dipper for the day. Copper, hit that sound effect.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
All right, today's Triple Dipper. Here's the deal. Here's where I'm steering the show. I got three themes, if you will, that we're running with. The Triple Dipper is going to include three things. Number one, we're going to spend some more time on vaccine madness. All right, vaccine madness. Notice I didn't say mandate. I said madness. Because you're seeing things happening right now. It doesn't matter that Governor Ivey issued an executive order. Apparently, people are already blowing it off. It's not having any impact at all on the ability to save jobs. And that's so frustrating. That's number one. Number two, Bidenomics. I'm going to get into the human factor. Charlene pointed out something to me the other day that was incredible. And it was a series of actual personal reflections by people talking about what inflation under the Bidenomics is doing to them. I want to spend some time talking about that. And then number three, I don't feel like I was able to unpack it well enough yesterday. So I'm going back to the question of taxation by liberals in D.C. and what this could mean for you individually. Are they going to raise your taxes? Well, I've got some stories that'll curl your hair. One of them right now, by the way, I just literally checked out to make sure there hadn't been any flashing news headlines. And I'm looking right now. Democrats are exploding all over each other, it says, in D.C. right now on the socialist spending spree. It's just literally falling apart. That's all part of the whole thing about Bidenomics. It's really something to watch. But I got to tell you, so yesterday was one of those days. I mean, first of all, do you ever have those days when you take a step back and you try to assess the moment that you're in sort of objectively? And then in doing so, you find yourself thinking, is this real? How did I even get here? I mean, I've been doing some of that lately, I'll be honest with you, in a good way, I mean. Sort of a pinch me and tell me if I'm dreaming kind of way, you know? I tell you guys, all you right side ruffians out there, all the time, it's an honor to have this platform. And I mean that. It's not some gamey platitude that I use, not some shtick that I throw out there in some obligatory fashion. It's real. It is heartfelt. This show only exists because of you folks. I know that, and I do not take it for granted. And you get those moments sometimes, you know. And then you also get those moments when the blood, sweat, and the tears, the effort, if you will, the behind-the-scenes work that you do, it all kind of coalesces, and you're able to catch a glimpse of something that sort of affirms that what you're doing is legit, that it actually matters, that maybe it's even bigger than yourself. I mean, I've had some of those treasure moments, if you will. I mean, some of them in a very personal sense. Like, you know, on the personal side, I can see my upcoming 35th wedding anniversary coming up, and I am so thankful. I can see my kids growing up and loving the Lord and serving their community with honor and a strong work ethic. You can't replace that. And things like being able to sit outside in the cool of a southern fall evening and enjoy the sun going down with Charlene, or taking the top off the Jeep and going for a drive. Those and more that I won't share on the air are things you can't replace in a personal sense. But I'm talking today about professionally. I remember some things like when I was in full-time ministry. What a great job working for Young Life, full-time, loving on kids. But it was a sacrifice. I mean, it didn't always pay the bills. There was no retirement plan. There were days when the hours were long. And then one day, I took a group of kids to an amazing place called Windy Gap in the mountains of North Carolina. And there was this one kid named Joseph who came from a really rough and disadvantaged background. And he was like blown away when we got there because Windy Gap is amazing. And he was running around like his hair was on fire, just trying to see everything. And then I'll never forget this. He just stopped at one point and he looked at me and he said, I'll never forget this. He said, no one's ever taken me to a place like this. And he just stared at me for a second and then he ran out the door to go see more. I'm telling you, folks, the whole week could have gone up in flames after that and it would have still all been worth it. That's why I was there. You know, another time professionally, I remember once in Baghdad, serving in an infantry battalion at the heart of central Baghdad, got mortared and rocketed and shot at all the time, a year away from my home and family. And then right before I redeployed to come home, an Iraqi man came to see me at the FOB. I had been a part of some actions that had saved his life, and maybe I'll tell that story another day. But he made his way across the city because he heard that I was leaving just to tell me how grateful that he was and that my time there had not been in vain. And it made it all worthwhile. And we get those moments sometimes. Too often we're just in a position to not even know. Someone told me once, we may have to wait until we can sit down with Jesus over a cup of coffee in heaven and have him explain to us why things were the way they were. But sometimes, though, we're actually allowed to see past the veil, you know, to get a glimpse, to get a word that sort of makes it all seem worth it. And yesterday was one of those days on this show. Now, some of you likely heard me talking about the fact that I believe that the legislature, that it should act right now, the state legislature should act to require that something like any employer who mandates vaccines, they ought to also be required to give and unequivocally give a religious or medical accommodation if they're asked for it. No questions asked. I talked about that very thing yesterday on the show, and as I did, though, a story popped up on my computer while I was on the air, a breaking story. You may have heard me announce it, that employees right here in this listening area at a place called United Launch Alliance, a business in Decatur that has almost 700 employees, right here, they were walking off the job, some of them saying they had not been allowed a religious accommodation, and they were losing their jobs by the end of this week. Something like 185 employees have not been vaccinated out of the 700. Many of them expect to be out of work by week's end, way ahead of even Biden's timeline. And I talked about it on the show, and then minutes after I talked about it, one of those very employees called into the show because they were listening. And he talked passionately, and it was almost emotional to hear him talk about his 21 years at that company coming to an abrupt end, and he was worried about the younger employees. That's what got me. He said, I'm going to be okay. I'm worried about the younger ones. And then he told me, though, in the course of this conversation on the air, that the very day before they had heard about Governor Ivey's executive order, were hoping it was going to do something, but on the same afternoon that this executive order from the governor came out opposing mandates, at the same time, a State Department of Commerce trailer was pulled up in their parking lot to begin training their replacements. Amazing. So there you have the state saying one thing and doing another, it felt like. Well, you know, God's given me a full life and a varied resume, some of which brings a lot of facets to the show, but it also means I have a lot of great relationships. So right there at that time on the show, we took a commercial break, and I was able to get off the air during the break and contact my friend, State Senator Arthur Orr, who serves the same area where United Launch Alliance is located. I updated him, and I told him about that state trailer. Within minutes, he contacted me back, and I was able to go back on the air and say the trailer was pulling out this morning. And then I also contacted my friends at 1819 News, and I filled them in during a next audio break. And I sent them, because Copper got it together for me, I sent them a clip, audio clip, of the guy calling into the show. And before the show was pretty much over, 1819 News had a full comprehensive story to include quotes from the Department of Commerce's AIDT that had the trailer, the clips of the show, all of it put together, and a major story came up on the air. And then just to put icing on the cake, I got an email from a listener, one of our Right Side Ruffians, who told me they heard the show And so they drove by there to United Launch Alliance and went out there just to stand in solidarity with the workers at ULA. I mean, how cool is that? All of that in one three-hour show. But it was because of a lifetime of getting here. And it made it all worthwhile. I'm going to be honest with you. All of it. All worthwhile. So this morning, I got up early, got a cup of coffee, started thinking about the day, thanking God, and preparing and resourcing and researching to do another three-hour stint with all of you, because it is so worthwhile. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, that was from the heart, folks. I hope you can catch it. I'm loving this opportunity. I did not see this coming. If you had asked me some period of time before, hey, what you think you have a radio show? I'd have laughed. And then, what? Here we are? And things like yesterday happened, where all those different pieces of my life kind of come together and give me a chance to speak into a moment and have others say, I heard that and I went and did this thing, or I made that phone call, or that trailer's going to be gone, or whatever. I'm telling you, very cool. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And I'll be glad to be right back.